540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a high-profile meeting in Siberia this morning. Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un have wrapped up one-on-one talks at a remote Russian space facility. The BBC's Jean McKenzie reports from Seoul.
The U.S. believes that the two leaders are meeting to finalize an arms deal that's been on the cards for some time, that North Korea is preparing to sell Russia the weapons that it needs to continue fighting its war in Ukraine, so the artillery shells and the ammunition that it's burning through at an incredible rate.
Here in the U.S., Democrats are reacting as the Republican-led House opens an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Extreme MAGA Republicans have launched an illegitimate impeachment inquiry that is a kangaroo court, fishing expedition, and conspiracy theater rolled into one.
Speaker McCarthy says investigations to date paint, quote, a picture of a culture of corruption in Biden family business dealings. Frustration grows in Morocco over the government's response to last week's earthquake that's killed nearly 3,000 people. Correspondent Chris Livesay is there.
Supplies are finally reaching remote areas, says Spanish rescuer Annika Cole, one of the few foreign teams allowed into Morocco.
So there's hope that there are people still alive under the rubble.
There's hope.
But in these crumbled adobe buildings, chances of survival are razor thin. Humanitarian efforts are now focusing on the displaced and the wounded.
Tyre Nichols' family is speaking out as five fired Memphis police officers accused of beating him to death face federal charges now of violating his civil rights. His mother, Rovon Wells.
Tyre shouldn't be gone. He should be here today. Because of those five police officers, he's not.
The Fed will be watching closely when the government releases the Consumer Price Index for August. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It is expected that prices were up by 3.6% from a year ago. Now, that is an increase from the previous month. The reason is primarily because of energy prices.
Last night's VMAs belonged to
Taylor Swift.
She went home with 9 wins, the most of any artist, including Song of the Year for Antihero and top prize Video of the Year, but the highlight for her?
And the VMA goes to the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
Justin Timberlake and the rest of the NSYNC gang reunited to hand out the Moon Man for Best Pop Video.
I had your dolls.
S&P futures down 3. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the fantastico Mr. Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. If it's Tuesday, it means it's time for a tangent, and no person better to bring us a tangent than the one, the only fabulous co-host of Town Call with Will Walter, Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Now that you're here, fantastic.
It comes up so quickly every week. A Tuesday tangent here at 2 o'clock with you on the Todd Albaugh Show. That's a lot of tease, folks.
It's a lot of tease. We love alliteration.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Having some fun. Glad to be with you on the airwaves.
Always great to be here. I want to get to a couple of things this half hour, but you actually have some legit breaking news to bring us here. We talked a little bit about in the first half hour about these Republicans have seemed to have gone impeachment happy, talking about this news out in D.C. Kevin McCarthy is saying Republicans are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, at least, against Joe Biden. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have been going after the new justice in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz. And I think what you're going to tell us here, well, we'll follow up with it, but go ahead and bring us the breaking news on this perhaps impeachment or not of Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, we've got Daniel Bice reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the leader of the state assembly, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is now scaling back, maybe not being as direct about impeachment
walking
calls.
Back.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets. Maybe it sounds like there was not as widespread of support from the Republican caucus in the state assembly. So Bice reporting that the language that Voss is using in a recent interview on conservative talk radio the end of last week, kind of more or less scaling back his condoning of an impeachment investigation of Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, even though she has just over about what, 5 weeks? A month and a week, really, under her belt in serving the people of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. So it seems like maybe Voss was expecting to have a little bit more support from his caucus, but not the case. We actually saw a lawmaker in Fort Atkinson last week come out and say that he was against impeaching or even discussing impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. He came out. The gentleman's name is
Scott Johnson.
Scott Johnson. Thank you.
Yep.
He said that he did not vote for Protasiewicz, but that she has done nothing wrong and that there is no need for impeachment. And so I think Voss was kind of anticipating a few more of the members of the Republican caucus in the state assembly to support him floating out these ideas, but it seems not the case.
I think this is fantastic news, and here's what's fantastic about it. I think if anybody wonders, does my voice matter, here's a great example. I would also say, don't trust Robin Voss as far as you can throw him, all right? Don't let up. And this is a great time to remind you, the listener, that if you have not done so already, call your elected official, your state elected official, in particular, your state assembly person, and tell them that a vote for impeachment against Protasiewicz is a vote against them in 2024. You can do so. We're going to give this number a couple of times during this hour. Get a pen and write it down. It's a toll-free number. You'll be connected to the legislative hotline, and they will get you to your state representative. It is 1-800-362-9472. Again, 800-362-9472. Call that number. Tell them a vote against Protasiewicz and impeachment is a vote against them for re-election, because these gals and guys care more about saving their own skin than they do their political party. And Luke, I think this is evidence that Robin Voss, the Republican caucus, is feeling the pressure and knowing if they move forward with this, it is a very unpopular choice.
Yeah, but there's nothing that stops some very unpopular choices in the past. But this one, I think, it's got real weight behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like there is, I mean, first time in 15 years that the state Supreme Court has a new majority on it. A new majority comprised of 4-3 liberal-leaning justices. And there's going to be a number of cases that are going to be reviewed by this new state Supreme Court. And I think for the first time, Robin Voss is shaking in his boots a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we've reported that last half hour. What I'm hearing from people that still talk to me on the Republican side of the aisle is that Robin Voss is seriously considering not running for re-election, that he might not be on the ballot at all, and that because he sees what's coming down the pike. So, yeah, Republicans are nervous about that. They're nervous
really?
About... Yes.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
I was taking care of a couple of things, but I did not get a chance to listen.
That's true.
It is interesting.
He has not made a final decision, but he is seriously, because I didn't know this. Apparently, he's like the number two landlord or slumlord owner at UW-Whitewater.
Oh, I knew that.
His old mine.
I knew that.
Your co-host, Will Walter, told me that.
Oh, yeah.
And also other people have told me he makes like over $1 million a year on his popcorn business. He doesn't need the money, the $50,000 from the legislature, and he can see with Trump at the top of the ticket, and if they impeach Protasiewicz, that ain't going to do well down ballot for his caucus. And he's like, you know what, boys? If that's what you want, I'm out of here. So he's seriously considering not running for re-election.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
That is news to me. That's why you got to listen to the Todd Alba Show and why you got to keep calling to those phone numbers.
That's right. 800-362-9472. Again, 800-362-9472. Call your state legislator and tell them don't vote against him or for impeachment against Protasiewicz. Back with Luke. More tangents after this. This is the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you, all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy today, with daytime highs approaching 64. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 47 tonight, partly cloudy skies. High of 69 tomorrow, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday, with highs around 76. 71. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, it is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Tangents with our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call with Will Walter every afternoon between 12:15 and 1 o'clock preceding our show. Always appreciate the lead-in. Appreciate making time for us, Luke. Want to finish up this news you brought us from Dan Bice at the Journal Sentinel, hearing that Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, may now be walking back.
Hedging his bets.
I'll
share the actual headline.
Share the headline.
It's essentially
straight from the Twitter. Or the sure. Twix. Do you like that? By the way, Craig Ferguson now calling it's not Twitter, it's not X. Craig Ferguson calls it Twix.
Hershey or whoever owns Twix may have a cease and desist letter coming. Whoever's the way that uses that one.
So what do you got on the Twix?
So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posting over on that site, formerly known as Twitter. That's my favorite. Just going formerly known as Twitter. Robin Voss pulls back Protasiewicz impeachment talk as Assembly Republicans remain quiet. So right. The piece was shared out by Daniel Bice, but the reporting done by Jesse Apoyan and Molly Beck over at the Journal Sentinel.
Great team over there at the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, and excellent team.
I think that from what they're telling us, what we're hearing from our sources, this was not made up. And again, I want to caution our listeners because, as Matt Flynn and I like to say, we've seen some stuff. We've been around for a while.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about little cat's feet. My bad. That's the quote.
That's
I was
next hour. That's
for.
Next hour. Stay tuned. Matt will be in. Anyway, here's the deal. Now remember this. I'm kind of a media nerd, and so I follow this stuff. Remember over at CNN when Chris Licht was the CEO and reporters were asking the owner, the chief guy over there at CNN, hey, what about Chris Licht? Are you going to fire him? They said, we have the utmost confidence in Chris Licht. He is our guy. A month later, gone. So it's just, and same thing with sports, right? Whenever like an owner says, well, that manager has my full support and, you know, nothing, gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when Robin Voss starts saying, well, I'm going to hedge my bets, you know, we might not do this. Do not be fooled and do not let your foot off the gas because this is, I was there during Act 10. This is exactly how they ran it. They played it down. They said, oh, Democrats are just hyping this up. Dale Schultz, our one Republican. By the way, Tommy Thompson was called Dale Schultz an unguided missile. That's what he called him. Saying that, you know, he goes off on his own. Dale was a so, I mean, you know, Republicans would say, oh, Schultz is a maverick. He's an unguided missile. And about a week and a half later, they pushed Act 10 through and it was a done deal. So,
did they do that one in the middle of the night, too? I wasn't.
Actually, it wasn't. They
that's the tactic they've adopted since then.
Right. So, well, and they did stuff like that before. But no, it was a late afternoon, I think, or maybe an early evening Senate. What the heck do you call it? Not executive session, but it's just the speaker or the leader, the assistant leader, and then the president. Senate Org. That's the so it's the three top Republicans and the two Democrats, and that's what Dave Hansen stood up and was yelling. You know, he was the assistant leader at the time for the Democrats, and they just pushed it through. And so that's when they split Act 10 and took all the financial stuff out, so they could push through all the policy stuff without the Democrats being in town. And then they did the actual vote on Act 10. It was middle or late afternoon, and it was horrendous. But the point is that do not. Having been one for 30 years, having been there during Act 10 and having left the party, do not trust these Republican leaders because this is their modus operandi. They say, don't worry about it. They walk it back and then like a fly on your dashboard, boom, dead.
You think Robin Voss has got that good of accuracy all the time? He can kill all those flies? I can't seem to get him. So
he can't seem to have accuracy on keeping a wife, so I'm not sure. He's on number three now, is that it? Number three?
I ain't even going to touch that one.
Well, neither was Robin Voss, apparently.
Okay.
So let's move on from the state level to the national level. You've got Kevin McCarthy, out in Washington, D.C. now saying that they're going to go ahead with this impeachment of Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. What do you make of it? And how long do you think Kevin McCarthy is going to be Speaker of the House?
Well, before we jump to the national, let's give it one more time to the people of Wisconsin. Yeah. If they want to contact their state lawmakers, what's the number, Todd?
Let's contact your state lawmaker, 1-800-362-9472. Again, 800-362-9472. Contact your state legislator there.
Yeah, and so I think the public pressure behind all of this is what's going to be key to seeing what the results are and where they go from here. I think Kevin McCarthy, interestingly enough, Todd, like I don't know exactly where he's going to be going with this. He's trying to ride a fence that I think isn't just the fact that it's a balancing beam of which side he's going to fall down. Mm-hmm. He's kind of at the end of the fence where he's going to fall off the other way too. Like he's almost going the end of the fence that way, because if he goes forward with this impeachment, I believe there's 19 different Republicans in his caucus in the House of Representatives that are in Biden districts. Mm-hmm. So Republican individuals in Congress that represent a district that voted in favor of Biden in 2020. And so I don't know how you go through this meaningless impeachment, because they're again, very similar to what Michael Gableman did here in Wisconsin. An investigation going out for political ghosts is really what it is. There's been no connection of wrongdoing between Hunter Biden and the president. The Republicans in Congress are going to continue to try to find something. They're really looking for whatever equivalent of Hillary Clinton's emails they can find on President Biden. And they're going to go to the means of impeachment to try to do so. And this is like, can anybody say what an impeachable offense Biden committed?
No, they can't.
No. But I think a lot of the aspect is for this is at the same time. Is they're trying to impeach Biden because the grievance politics of Trump being impeached twice. Yeah. And so they want to be able to brand it as it doesn't matter that Trump was impeached twice because so was Biden.
Right.
Doesn't matter that it's meritless. Doesn't matter that there's not going to come anything of it. They're going to drag it out for as long as they possibly can. And I think ultimately Kevin McCarthy is saying that he's doing this because he wants to save his job. He's doing it because there are members, because of the agreement that he signed on to, they can do a vote of no confidence and by one member. Right. One member has to call for the vote and Kevin McCarthy gets yanked. But if he actually calls the vote, he's going to lose in 2024 the amount of representatives he's going to need to have a majority in the House of Representatives. So he's kind of screwed either 100%. Way. He's going to lose the speakership one way or another, I believe, if he goes forward with this. And he's going to lose it if he doesn't go forward with it.
I think I agree with you. And we talked about this a little bit last half hour that, again, as a 30-year former Republican, whether you agreed with him or not, at least there were actual ideas that the party put forth that you could debate. And instead, what we have now from Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu at the state legislative level, and what we have from Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell at the congressional level, all we have are grievances, as you said, and these attacks and trying to use their positions of power to rig the system because they can't win on their ideas.
Yeah. I think that there is a reckoning coming for a lot of the way that the politics have been played over the last 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing not just like one of those instances bubble up to the top, but like many different instances bubble all up to the top at the same time.
Interesting, I saw the Pepto-Bismol truck pull up to the Wisconsin Republican Party headquarters earlier this afternoon. Apparently, Brian Schimming needed a little something else besides its traditional Diet Coke. You can find him at the Edgewater Pier once in a while having a Diet Coke with his shirt off. Believe me, it's not a pretty sight, but
I don't hang out in that part of town.
A few minutes left here. I want to get your take on a couple of sports things. You are our executive producer. Of course, you can hear the Packers all season long across on different stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can stream, as we pointed out this week, the Wisconsin Badger football game. Badgers got in a little hot water out at the Cougs out in Washington State, coming home this week to take on Georgia something or other.
Georgia State or Georgia Southern?
Southern. So, Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern. That's
I knew it was an S.
Yeah. A what?
An S. Oh, okay. Like I knew it was Georgia S.
And of course, the Brewers are still hanging on to first place in the NL Central. Not sure where you want to go.
I think
but,
they ran out
you?
Of fireworks with all the runs scored.
I know, right?
Last night.
It was 12 runs or something like that?
12 runs, complete game by Brandon Woodruff. Wow. He had the interview after his first start in the month of September, and he said, I don't know what it is about September, but he just loves to play baseball when the games matter the most. And so yeah. Brandon Woodruff really excited to pitch the here in September for the Crew and do so well, and I think he put that on excellent display last night. Somebody here got a chance to
that's right,
Mr. Thomas, see the game last night.
Were you there last night?
Yeah, I dug under Funko Wagon's porch, found the jar of mayonnaise, and pulled out some tickets and went to the game.
I knew there were some missing. No, I'm just kidding.
And see, he admits it.
My roommates and I went and. We had a good time. Brandon Woodruff looked amazing, really confident and competent for sure. But also, I do want to bring up that there was one more MVP, and that's the ball boy or the bat boy or whatever they call it in baseball.
Yeah,
he was on top of it the whole time. He had this like Forrest Gump run where his legs were moving so fast and his shoulders and head were not at all. Like you could have balanced some plates on there or whatever. Or
that's awesome.
Something.
Don't throw plates at the ball boy or the bat boy, Aaron.
I said balance, right. Not throw.
Well, I'm saying don't try to get him to him by having him balance him by you throwing him. That's all.
I won't, but okay. He was a speedy dude.
Yeah. You got to be quick. Fantastic. You got to get those foul balls and you grab the bat and grab the protective gear when the players are taking it off at first or second or third. So and you got to be quick.
Big series coming up against the Cardinals and then the Cubs at home for the Brewers. So that'll be...
Oh, that's the end of the month. We got a lot of baseball to play
what
between
I'm saying
now
is,
and then.
Yeah, you're right.
We got the Marlins in town. They're kind of... they're the AL... Or no, the NL East, excuse me, where the Marlins are. Pretty competitive team still there for the wild card. So yeah. I believe the Marlins still in the hunt for a wild card. Right. So it's important series that we're playing against them. Then we host the Nationals. Then we head out on the road to, I think, Miami and St. Louis before having St. Louis and Chicago come visit us at the end of the season.
Going to be an exciting finish. People can hear all season long on WISS Oshkosh Air Support and on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. So.
Yeah, and hopefully those Badgers, you know.
They'll bounce back.
Washington State's had our number these last
they,
two
They have. I just think
years.
That I talked to a friend of mine and said, yeah, I just don't think Fickell has his entire, like, the people, the guys that he wants yet. I mean, he's done great, but it might take another year or so to bring in some of the personality he wants to run his scheme.
Yes, and I think that was duly noted in the first game against Buffalo because everybody was talking up the air raid, and instead the running backs had like 250, 300 yards between the two of them on the ground.
Wisconsin
so,
football.
Yeah, it was very much you go to war with the running backs that you have.
Right.
But you can stream all of the Badgers games across several different civic media stations. So if you're looking for a place to stream the Badgers this weekend, look no further than the Civic Media app. You can listen on WFHR, WRCE.
Yes.
I was going to say O, but I thought it was E. It's E. And several other Civic Media stations. So just check out the Civic Media app. That's where you can listen to your Wisconsin Badgers.
Quickly, Aaron Rodgers out for the season. Are you are you happy or sad?
I'm indifferent.
I feel bad for the guy. I don't want him to go out like that.
Right.
I just don't. I hope the Packers get a second round pick.
I hope it's not his last game as a professional football player, but I care about the Green Bay Packers.
We care about Luke Mathers. You can catch him every Tuesday. Tuesday Tangent to Luke. Thanks, Luke. We appreciate you. Back with more after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Russia's President Putin has toasted North Korea's Kim Jong-un over lunch after today's meeting in Siberia. Putin looking for weapons for the war in Ukraine. The BBC's Jean McKenzie.
There are so many things that the North Korean leader needs and wants. His country is more isolated, really, than it's ever been before. Over the last 4 years, border closures because of the pandemic, as well as these strict international sanctions.
Democrats speaking out after House Republicans open an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has engaged in wrongdoing.
Moroccans are calling out their government for a slow response to last week's earthquake that's killed nearly 3,000 people. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Morocco.
So many children affected by this earthquake, approximately 100,000 according to UNICEF, many of them living in tents.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Albo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you in here for our last half hour. It is now 2:33 on the time and temperature sign. Glad to have you along with us here. This is the not just the pursuing truth, but the finding or the fun part, having fun doing it. That's what we like to balance things out, talking politics here this last half hour with Luke Mathers. Appreciate him. We turn now and go to Mr. Zommers. We have a return guest, which is always fantastic because it means we didn't tick people off too bad. From Crack.com, the feature writer there, one of the feature writers at Crack.com, it is Brian Van Hooker. Brian, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our pleasure. Always good to hear from you. Want to get into my understanding is now that you worked on a TV pilot, and I want to get into that in a minute. But I also want to just spend a minute for us, since we've talked about this whole issue of the writer's strike and the Screen Actors Guild strike. Any updates for you as a media personality or a media person covering this? What are your sources? What are your feeling from talking and working with some of these people? Where is this all headed? Are people going to get to see a premiere of a new television program this fall, or is that just like a spring thing?
Well, depending upon the show, yeah, there will be some. Animation is on a huge backlog, so shows like The Simpsons and Bob's Burgers and things like that will roll along because those were made a year in advance, pretty much.
Sure.
Although they might have truncated seasons, and certain shows like the Drew Barrymore show and etc. are kind of breaking the strike line a little bit, and people are starting some of those shows back up. So it looks like things from everybody I've spoken to, especially writers who I interview a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this is going to be still for a while longer because nobody seems to want to, the studios don't seem to want to compromise.
So what do you think of this whole deal on, and for those who aren't familiar, the Drew Barrymore show, which is like a daily talk show, like The View or Regis, no, I said Regis and Kelly, Kelly and Mark Consuelo, or her husband, on Live. These shows have said they're going to start back up. And I think Drew's, Barrymore's, correct me if I'm wrong, was the first amongst them to say they're going to go back in and not use writers. So they're claiming that they're not breaking the picket lines, but that is not sitting well. There was a strike or a picket yesterday. I believe there's another one today outside the Drew Barrymore show at CBS in New York. And what about, so is it kosher for these people to be doing this in the view of the unions? And also, what about their guests? How do they feel about kind of crossing a line to be on a show like this?
Yeah, it seems like they've kind of drawn kind of a strange line, whereas if you're an actor, you can come on if you don't talk about your project. So if you talk about, I don't know, how to potty train your dog, then that's fine. But yeah, it's a strange, I mean, back during the previous strike, characters like Conan and Letterman and all that came back, sans writers, and they didn't get, from what I recall, they didn't get as much flack for it as Drew Barrymore is getting now. And those are shows that are very, like Conan, Letterman, etc., are extremely writer heavy. They had 20 plus people in their writers' rooms. It's also a different era, and this is a much bigger fight. So maybe that's part of it. But there is certainly a feeling of like, the problem writers are facing, and I'm not a part of the WGA. It's a different line of work.
Right.
But like, the feeling they get is that we don't need you, or that you're not valuable or as valuable as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Starting up a bunch of shows without writers kind of seems to contribute to the narrative of, oh, writers aren't as important as they seem to, as they protest to be.
Well, your colleague and ours and my friend, CP Chris Pauls, we were both old enough to remember that first strike. And you're right. It was a different thing, but particularly Letterman, that's when he grew his first beard. I mean, he grew this beard saying that I'm going to keep this beard until the end of the writer's strike. And I don't remember how long that he tried to do this basically on his own. I think at one point he also dug out a bunch of Carson bits and got Carson's permission to just use this stuff. But I don't think it lasted more than 2 or 3 weeks. And then his production company, Worldwide Pants, did their own deal with the writers' union. And that's what brought them back to that show. And made a big deal about he's coming back on. I think he, you know, gave food away or whatever to the writers while he was on, and kind of was the impetus for settling the whole strike. I'm not sure we're seeing that today with people like Jimmy Fallon or Colbert or whoever.
Yeah, I don't know. I back then I was and I still like I admire the hell out of Letterman, but like, I'm a Conan guy first.
Sure.
And Conan, I mean, as much as he's a talk show host or was or whatever, he's a writer first. Like Conan's an excellent writer. And so maybe there was some feeling of like, he's got our backs in a way that an actor hosting a show might not.
Right.
And Conan was also doing a lot for his staff behind the scenes as well during that strike. So there's that too. So I don't know. It's a different environment, obviously. The stakes are certainly higher this time with the actor striking as well and it going on for, Lord, months now.
Yeah.
So it's different. It's just a different.
And places like CBS now, they're rolling out Yellowstone and showing it first run on their broadcast network on CBS versus, you know, the Paramount Network or whatever. So
I mean, I guess that they're doing reach for content.
Right. Like everybody is. One of the things that, you know, happens, as you know, but our listeners might not, that these shows that would normally be premiering this time of year in the fall across broadcast and streaming and other places, they do a pilot. And you could tell us better than anybody else, is a pilot a half a year ahead, a year ahead? But you have written one of these, and this is extraordinarily interesting to me as someone who loves media and who loves television. What was the process like for this? How long ago did you do it, and how did it start?
Well, I did an independent pilot along with my writing partner, Steve Quisgard. He and I had this idea for an out-of-work game show host who decides to build his comeback by becoming a homeless person on the streets of New York City. And we wanted somebody who really screamed game show host. So we and so this is a pilot that we did ourselves, to be
right,
clear.
Right.
We did a 10-minute pilot called The Trap, where we financed it ourselves. We hired everybody. We pulled in favors from lots of people. It cost us, you know, we pulled out loans and new credit cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And put a lot into this. Late 2018, we did this. And but our biggest investment was, you know, this doesn't work unless it's a face you know, in the same way, you know, you want a somebody who screams game show host to you. So we reached out to a handful of people. And the one who said yes, and thankfully he did because he's amazing, was John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, but also was the host of Family Feud before Steve Harvey, before he left, before Steve Harvey took over. And he also hosted a game show called To Tell the Truth in the 90s. So he was somebody who knew game shows, as kind of that old school Bob Barker style game show host. So we hired him to play this character, Chip Turner, who is this sort of pathetic guy who thinks, oh, it'll be a lark to become a homeless person in a reality show. And the joke isn't on being homeless. The joke is on this guy's an idiot and takes this all for granted. And it, yeah, the entire, the first, so we shot the entire thing. It was about 14 pages. We shot it in one day. It also starred a very well-known comedian named Godfrey. He was on Wildin' Out, and, he has a very big podcast, so he was like the producer. We also had Joel Goddard, the announcer from Late Night with Conan O'Brien, who's a dear friend of mine, as one of our homeless people, and an actor named Barry Bradford, who's done a handful of movies and is a very dedicated, good guy, and a very good actor. So we had this little ensemble cast led by O'Hurley. And in one day in a park uptown, we filmed an 11-minute pilot to use as a proposal for networks and for festivals and stuff. So
I've watched the trailer called of The Tramp. It's great. It's hilarious. So did you write this thinking you were going to want to pitch it, or did you pitch it to like a streaming service, or did you want it to be potentially over the air? What was the venue that you were going for?
I mean, the goal was to have this go in festivals and to from there, hopefully get it on a streaming service of some sort, or like, you know, some sort of cable network. I've always contended that I would love for this to be on at midnight on the Game Show Network, because I think
that's something great, actually. Like that. That's really great idea.
Yeah. I've always like dreamed like, okay, you know, give me a very, we did this pilot for, I mean, a lot of money for two people,
sure,
but not a lot of money overall. I always thought like it'd be a fun, scrappy show to do 15-minute episodes. Again, that would air, you know, at midnight on the Game Show Network or something. And I think that would be a fun, scrappy way to do it. It went in the festival circuit and did really well. I mean, it played at the Chinese Theater, which was really amazing.
Yeah.
Is a festival called Dances with Films that held it at the TCL Chinese Theater. And that was like,
I like that.
A mind-blowing experience to have your thing at the Chinese Theater. The last festival we did, so we started back in 2019 doing festivals, and we won some awards: best comedy at the New York Television Festival, best pilot, best actor for John O'Hurley, a handful of awards in there. Yeah, so we did well. The last one we did was pretty cool. Was we were selected and then nominated for best ensemble, best comedy, and best actor for Godfrey at Kevin Smith's festival in New Jersey, Smodcastle Film Festival. So we did well in the festival circuit. It hasn't turned into anything yet, and it's been a few years, so who knows? But it was a really fun experience, and O'Hurley has done everything and then some to champion this and be like crazy supportive. So my goal is to be able to make more episodes of him, because he was just a heck of a guy to work with.
I was going to ask you, because he was one of my favorite characters in Seinfeld. It was just the chemistry between he and Louis Dreyfus. Good Lord, Todd. Thank you. It's old man syndrome, but I'm sorry about that. But their chemistry was fantastic, and it was one of the great scenes. But what was he like as a person to work with?
He's a pro. He was really he dedicated. I mean, we did 14 pages, which is a lot, in 8 hours, and a lot of it was because, he was clear and precise, and knew precisely what he was doing. So we did 2-3 takes of a scene, and then moved on. We just rolled along, and we had a really agile little group who knew what they were doing. And he was just really giving and friendly. Since filming the pilot, he's been super supportive. He's shown up to a few of the festivals. He's promoted it. He's helped get us representation. He's just been a heck of a guy. And like I said, my goal is to be able to make more adventures with him as Chip, because I enjoy the experience of working with him so much. He's just really a fantastic guy. I can't say enough good stuff about him.
That's so cool. I mean, it's great to hear when you watch people like that. I think they're a cool actor. When you find out they're also really good people, that's encouraging. So when you write a pilot and you're just kind of doing it on your own dime, I mean, it's the ultimate gamble, right? Because you don't know where this thing's going to go, and it has to be a scary but also exhilarating at the same time. You're working with a guy that was on one of the top show for a long time on broadcast television.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a gamble. Whether or not we won the gamble is debatable.
Have a fair shake, right? I mean, you did this in 18, and then COVID hit, and everything changed.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. I mean, I not that I want to make excuses too much, but there is that where we were doing really well in the festival circuit, and then COVID came, and we were coming towards the end of our festival run, and we had just played in the Chinese Theater. We'd gotten a handful of awards, and all of showbiz ground to a halt for 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
So I think that affected things, but who knows? So yes, that was tough, but I mean, it's not something I ever regret. I never think that day or that money for that matter was a waste, because it was my writing partner and I created the characters, wrote this thing, directed it. We did all of those things. So I think the experience of that is something I genuinely wouldn't trade.
So great. If you don't get a chance, go on youtube.com. The Tramp, the trailer is, you can watch it for yourself. Back with more with Brian Van Hooker of Crack.com. After this, don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Bowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, "I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists," which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies today, with daytime highs approaching 64.
Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 47. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 69. Mainly clear skies Friday with highs around 76. 71, chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from the top of the network news hour, followed by a quick check of weather, and then into Matt Flynn Direct. Great program coming up. Matt Flynn on a little vacation day today, had some business to attend to. I was originally going to fill in as the guest host, but we have some technical rewiring. A brand new, better WAUK station in Waukesha coming up very soon. So because of that, we are airing a best of Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the hour at 3 o'clock. So looking forward to that. Right now, we have Brian Van Hooker. He is the feature writer at cracked.com. Easy for Todd to say. Glad to have him along with us, as always, talking about what it's like to write, produce, and then pitch a pilot. It used to be television. That's the old way of broadcast television. Now so many streaming services. And were you ever a part of the pitch process in quote unquote the old days before streaming ever became mainstream? Or are you young enough where it's always been just this kind of dual pitch process?
Well, actually, for this show, before we cast O'Hurley, there was just a script for a while. And we, my writing partner and I, we flew to California and pitched the show, to NBC with our former star who was attached for a year, which was Regis Philbin.
Really?
Out. He was,
so you met Regis?
One of our actors, the guy who Barry Bradford, who was friends with Regis, and we managed to do a meeting with him, and we met him in the Equinox gym. Uptown Manhattan. He was in his sweats, and my writing partner and I pitched him The Tramp, and he said, "Yes, let's do it." And he was very on board, and just exactly, precisely the human being that was on that show is the person he was in person. And for about a year, he was attached to the project, and during that time, we pitched to NBC. They declined, and eventually Regis getting up there,
right,
and he dropped out, and we kind of sat for a little while before we cast O'Hurley and said, let's film this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. For about a year, Regis was, I met him once, but he was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's dirty me up in some garbage. He was all about
it. You made my month, because there was no bigger fan out there of Regis Philbin than me. I loved everything about him. And again, to find out that he was that guy, that just makes my day.
Yeah. He was attached for about a year, and then had to drop out. But yeah, it was a pleasure.
That's awesome.
Really cool. I'm thrilled to get to pitch a TV show to him.
So. Absolutely. John O'Hurley ended up playing the part. The show is called The Tramp. We're going to play about a minute and a half. This is the trailer to The Tramp. Mr. Zomers, if you'd be so kind.
Hello there, America. It's me, your old pal, Chip Turner. Now, I know it's been a few years since the days when I hosted my daytime Emmy Award Wait a minute. Can I just say Emmy Award winning? Do I have to say daytime? Does it matter whether it's, you know what I mean? All right, but we can still use a lot of that, right? Now, I know it's been a few years since the days when I hosted my Emmy award-winning game show, The Money Machine. But I'm here to let you know that I am back with a brand new program. In it, I, Chip Turner, beloved television personality, give up all of the luxuries of my celebrity lifestyle to become a homeless person right here on the streets of New York City. That's right. You get to watch me in my exciting new adventures as I breathe the fresh city air, dance the old chip-cha-cha for pocket change, and camp out under the stars of Manhattan. But most of all, and best of all, get to know the fine people of this city, the true New Yorkers. So check your local listings for this exciting new program, and I guarantee it'll be like nothing you have ever seen before. And I call it The Tramp.
And at this point, you may have heard a plopping noise. Yeah. That was an old man plopping down a bucket, sitting on a bench, and then proceeding to start disrobing and take a washcloth and like take a bath.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, I was hooked only because part of it with Brian Van Hooker, the writer and creator of this show, and also from Crack.com. And Brian, part of the reason it's so funny to me is because I'm not going to say who, it reminds me specifically of somebody in media.
Fair enough. I'll
tell you exactly who it is, because sure. I mean, it's a great compilation, right, of the over the topness of some people in media.
Yeah. And to give credit where it's due, that old man in the back, that was my good friend Joel Goddard. He was Conan O'Brien's announcer for 17 years on Late Night when Conan did Late Night Conan O'Brien. And he flew out, you know, I've given him credit before, because there's three people who took a loss on this pilot. It was me, my writing partner, Steve, and Joel, who got on a plane, flew across the country to do 2 minutes worth of stuff because A, he believed in it, B, because he's just always game, and is just a sweet, funny man. So we gave him this opening gag where he took off his shirt and bathed himself as as this horrible character.
I love everything about it, and I wish you all the best. And it's so great that John O'Hurley is still involved, is still a believer. I really hope that somebody picks this up. And I think the Game Show Network is exactly where it should be.
Right. Yeah, we do it for cheap. So, yeah.
People can find you at cracked.com. You're a feature writer there, a great author, a great writer of entertainment and interviews. Brian Van Hooker of cracked.com. We appreciate you, my friend, for coming back on the show. And again, thanks for giving us this insight, especially about Regis.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Seriously. Rest in peace, Regis Philbin.
Right. He's a great guy. Really a great guy. And the fact that he was just like, let's do it. Like, he's just game for anything, right?
That was it. We were literally in the lobby of Equinox Gym, and he said precisely that. Yeah, let's do it. That's it. Yeah. And regularly referred to himself in the third person. He was a delight. So.
That's fantastic. It's been a delight to have Brian Van Hooker here. You can catch him at crack.com. Stay tuned as we have a best of Matt Flynn direct coming up after the top of the news. And of course, many thanks to Luke Mathers as well, who is from Tuesday Tangents with Luke on the show as well. And Mr. Aaron Zommers as well for being our producer and engineer. Above all, thank all of you for listening. Always a pleasure to have you on. Tomorrow, going to have Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project on, talking about the latest on what's going on with this possible impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Trygve will give us the insight there, as well as what's happening in Washington, D.C. You're not going to want to miss it. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying keep believing, keep fighting for what you're fighting for, whether it is something in your community or whether it is a great trailer and a great idea for a show called The Tramp, starring John O'Hurley. Keep fighting and keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.